This is referred to as the feeding state and fills the gap between cycles. If the prospect of going dry on food and drinks for 16 hours scares you, you have to consider the fact that most of these hours are during your resting state, or just before and during bedtime. Intermittent fasting can be easily implemented by having an early dinner the night before and then having brunch the next day. This relatively long period of daily abstinence encourages the body to efficiently burn off calories consumed during the feeding state. More importantly, stored fat in the adipose tissues is efficiently processed out of the system and is successfully converted into physical energy that can be used for working out. Because your system isn't dedicating most of its energy into digestion during the resting state, healing, rejuvenation, and renewal happen faster in the cellular level. This improves immunity and overall health. More importantly, this becomes a valuable aid in the development of lean core muscles, essential for creating a defined musculature and a leaner physique. This also lowers the risk of damage to bones, ligaments, and joints, especially if you are extensively training. This book contains basic guidelines on how to safely start you off with intermittent fasting. Aside from counting steps on what you should do prior to changing your eating pattern, there are recommendations on how to start your own intermittent fasting schedule and what you should do during your FS, feeding state, and NFS, non-feeding state. Also contained within are recommendations on what you can safely consume while dieting and which ones to avoid at all cost, and how to acquire restive sleep each night. I hope you enjoy it. Chapter 1. But first. Although the idea of fasting seems easy enough to do, here are a few things to consider first. It is highly recommended that you acquire the approval of your primary healthcare provider before trying intermittent fasting. This is especially true if you are currently taking powerful medications for any underlying medical condition. Heart medications and strong antibiotics in particular require that the person consume said drugs with solid food in a 4, 6, 8, or 12-hour cycle. Failure to do so may lead to chronic stomach cramps, gastrointestinal ulcers, and nausea. It is also dangerous to stop taking said medications without the approval of your doctor, as this will complicate your existing condition. If you are currently taking powerful medications, ask for prescription drugs that you can take only once a day or within a 24-hour cycle. Take these with your meals during your feeding state. Other conditions that may need medical approval or supervision during intermittent fasting include arthritis, or any bone and neurodegenerative disease that needs regular intake of pain medications, type 1 diabetes, insulin dependent, lupus, or any inflammatory disorders that need steroid-based medications and/or topical solutions, etc. Intermittent fasting is not recommended to pregnant and lactating women and children under the age of 12. This could severely affect children's bone and brain development. If you are working out intensely or training for a specific sport, you may want to consult with a sports dietitian first before subscribing to intermittent fasting. This eating regimen may help shed off unwanted pounds quickly, but if you are burning a lot of calories, this may lead to bone and muscle loss as well. Unsupervised fasting also increases the risk of serious physical damage, which will derail your training and may cause chronic pain later on in life. Additionally, intermittent fasting may not work well with food supplements you may be currently taking. Get a doctor or dietitian to approve of your IF first. Chapter 2. Creating your schedule. To ensure that weight loss and muscle development is achieved in the least amount of time, it is essential to establish a fasting schedule that you can easily implement in your current lifestyle. It doesn't matter if you're fasting at night or during the day. What's important is that you can maintain the schedule for as long as possible, or until you've reached your personal goal, e.g., target weight or fully cut physique, etc. Shifting your fasting schedule erratically will be hard on your digestive system. This will increase the risk of you binging heavily on food and drinks during your unguarded moments, which will, of course, lead to